The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are for informational purposes only and solely those of the podcast participants, contributors, and guests, and do not constitute an endorsement by or necessarily represent the views of The Hartford or its affiliates.
You're listening to the Small Biz Ahead podcast, brought to you by The Hartford.
Welcome back to another episode of the Small Biz Ahead podcast. It's Elizabeth Larkin, and I'm here with Gene Marks. Gene, how's everything going?
It is going well. Elizabeth, I'm a big TV guy. I watch a lot of TV, and I'm constantly in search of recommendations for shows. So what are you watching now?
I actually am watching a new show right now.
It is?
And I'm very excited about it. So I read this book last year called Big Little Lies.
Okay. Was that familiar?
And because Reese Witherspoon and Nicole Kidman turned it into a miniseries on HBO.
Right, that's how I remember it.
And it's about moms and their issues raising their children in this small, like, kind of upscale town in California. So, of course, the book is obviously better. And that takes place in Australia, again, in like a beachside town. And the show took a lot of the best parts of the book and kind of softened the edges and then added in more storylines, which I don't really think are that great. But if you're looking for a good beach read for this summer, or you're looking for just a TV show to binge in a weekend, I highly recommend Big Little Lies.
Wow, that's fantastic. There's no violence in it? No
violence.
Right? No, nothing
it's
like that?
It's definitely an adult show, though.
Oh, okay.
Definitely adult themes.
Okay.
I don't
adult
really
themes.
Think kids would want to sit around watching women drink wine and complain about the school their children attend.
Just kids? How about husbands? Do you think they'd want to watch that too?
Yeah, no, I think men are pretty into it.
All right, fair enough.
You have HBO, right?
Oh, absolutely. All right, I will definitely check it out. I'm constantly in search of stuff. I watch a lot of stuff on my own when I travel, and then I want to look for stuff that I watch with my wife.
I think your wife
and
would
that's
like
something.
It.
Okay,
I think she'd appreciate it because it's definitely a female-focused show.
Right.
But it's not one of those shows that. Like, I think a lot of female-focused shows on TV or like, reality shows or something.
Right,
but
right,
this
right.
is, like, really good drama, great acting, like, a good story.
We will watch
Very interesting. You can watch it on your flight to London.
No, because we're going to watch it together in front of the TV, so it won't be a solo.
Nice,
but
next
time, I'll share with you some of the stuff I'm watching. A little bit different
I'm
than
gonna
this
guess
show.
It's Walking Dead.
Well, no, but I actually have a couple other ones to recommend.
All right, we'll hear from Gene on his the shows he's watching in our next episode. I do want to remind people that the debate over iPhone or Android is still going on. So leave us a review on iTunes.
I like the Android, okay?
And
you like
the
iPhone. All right. I want to hear what you think.
Ease of use is important. It's more important. So we'll be right back with our first question.
Do you want to start a business but don't know how to leverage your skills and strengths? Small Biz Ahead has you covered. Our new ebook, Opportunity Knocks, How to Find and Pursue a Business Idea That's Right for You, will help you determine the best markets for you to start a business in, how to set up a business based on your personality, and how to put your ideas into action with a solid business plan. Go to smallbizahead.com and click the link in the show notes to download your free copy today.
Okay, we're back with this week's question, and we got no name attached to this. This was sent in anonymously and no location. And I just want to remind people, you can send in a question like this. We don't need to know your name or your location. So if you want to protect your identity, that's fine. In order to submit a question, go to smallbizahead.com. Look in the top navigation bar for podcast. It's all the way on the right. Click on that. Click on any podcast episode, and there is a link where you can submit a question. Or you can email me, Elizabeth, directly at smallbizaheadpodcast@thehartford.com and submit your question. And I can either use your name or not. Either way is fine.
Yeah, send us your questions. We got answers. If we don't have the answers, we'll just make them up.
Yeah.
You're not
going
to know the difference.
Gene knows them. I actually have to research them every week, but we will put some thought into your questions, I promise.
Yes,
absolutely.
I'll just riff.
Okay, so here's the question. What's up, Small Biz Ahead podcast crew? I'm starting out with...
Now I know why the person didn't identify themselves.
I'm starting out with a contracting business. I'm 22 years old, still living at home, and I'm mainly fixing up basements, bathrooms, and decks.
Good.
I know you want to hire.
Good man, right? I'm assuming it's a guy?
I don't know.
Okay, sorry.
I work a lot of hours, like 80 a week, and I'm looking to bring in some help. A friend is interested in working with me, and he has a pickup truck, which we'd be using in addition to my car. What do I need to know about having an employee use his own car or my car? So I am not able to answer this because I know nothing about taxes.
You're right. Well, you know, it's taxes and liability.
And liability.
This is like an insurance company is sponsoring this. And I do have to say, you know, the first thing that you want to do, tax aside, is talk to your insurance agent.
Definitely.
Because if this person is driving around on your company business and doing your jobs, and you know, this person is texting while driving and runs over a puppy and you get sued. I know you get sued, you know, whatever, you got like a big issue. So you really want to make sure that this person's car is covered under your insurance, your business insurance. So that's the number one issue. Number two issue is how this person's going to be paid. If this person is just another contractor of yours, then whatever expenses that they're incurring, you know, gas or, you know, whatever, that's between you and that contractor as to what you want to reimburse him for. I mean, they're just sending you and he's sending you an invoice for his services. You know, I worked 30 hours this week and my gas expenses was $27. And you just basically pay him for his time and his expenses if he's a contractor. Mm-hmm. So that's really easy. And then you take the deduction for it and he's got that coming in. That's his revenue and he's dealing with the taxes on his own. You have to worry about that at all.
A 22-year-old might be okay with that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm going to assume, and I might be wrong, but this person, let's call him Batman, okay? Because he didn't give us his name. So Batman's a 22-year-old. He's running his own contracting business. So I'm going to assume like he's either going to have like a friend of his that's doing the work that he's just contracting with. Remember, at the end of the year, if you pay more than $600, you got to send them a 1099, right? So that there's records and report that to the IRS. And then, he then deals with it on his own. Now, if you're thinking of bringing him on as an employee of yours, then that's a whole different ball of wax. Now you're going to set him up as an employee and you can have standard reimbursement that you can do. So if he has any out-of-pocket expenses, you can claim reimbursement that you can also reimburse him for as part of being an employee. So those are all. Now, the other final thing is, and this is up to him, if he's an employee of yours, if you don't reimburse him for expenses, he can still claim those reimbursement costs as a deduction on his own tax return if he's filing like a Schedule C or other business expenses. So the IRS has a reimbursement rate. It actually went down. It used to be like 54 cents a mile. Now it's like 53.5 cents a mile.
Yeah, so, I figured it was like 55.
Yeah, it was like in that range. So bottom line, just takeaway, insurance first, make sure that you're
call
covered
your
on liability. Yeah, call your agent and make sure you've got that covered. And number two, determine who this person is, a contractor or an employee. That will determine how you're going to treat them for tax purposes.
For tax purposes, let's say, okay, this guy's got a truck, but let's say he just drives to the job, he gets out, he does the job, he gets back in. He's not hauling equipment. Like, he's not bringing anything.
He's basically just commuting
to
the job
as is.
Well, because this guy's in the contracting business, the IRS rules are is that your normal commute isn't eligible for reimbursement, right? But that's the commute to your office.
Yeah.
So, if this person's office is 10 miles away, but the job site is 15 miles away, then that person can charge the extra 5 miles and then get reimbursed for that.
Okay. It's so great having an accountant.
It's
world's worst accountant.
It's scary. The world's worst accountant. So everything I've just told you, please, for God's sake, check it out with your own accountant. Okay.
All right. Great. We'll be back with our word of brilliance after we hear from our sponsor.
Are you looking for a great idea to start a new business? Well, Small Biz Ahead has 99 of them for you. Our new ebook, 99 New Small Business Ideas, is the first place you should look if you're interested in starting your business. You'll learn about everything from business service industries that could lead to lucrative freelance work, emerging industries such as solar panel installation and professional blogging, and even tech industries that could turn into the next big thing. Head on over to smallbizahead.com and click the link in the show notes to download your free copy today.
All right, this week we're going to hear from Gene for his word of brilliance.
This will interest you, Elizabeth, because we've talked about this on previous podcasts, but some new information. So I just wrote, and it got, again, it was a highly read piece that I wrote about IBM. So my word of brilliance, let's just say it's IBM. Okay. I know it's an acronym, but it's IBM. IBM.
We don't need to get technical about it.
We don't need to. Okay. We can just, it's IBM. Okay. Everybody, that's what we're assuming. So IBM, they are telling their work from home workers to stop working from home. This is a company that as recently as 2009 had 40% of their workforce working from home. This is a company, IBM, in particular being a technology company, has always been behind the technology that enables people to work, you know, remotely and from whatever.
That's their thing.
That's their thing. Now they're telling their employees, you know what? We want you to come into the office. They're setting up co-location offices, like, you know, various ones in various cities. And they're telling their workers, you either report to the co-location office or you're not working for IBM anymore. And some people are opting out and taking severance and leaving. And other people are accepting it and going into the co-location office.
So they have to work full time in the office?
They do. They've scaled back significantly the amount of time they can be working from home. They have to be based out of a co-location office and are expected to be reporting
What's
there.
What's the difference between an office and a co-location?
It's the same thing. It's a great question. It's just that like IBM itself, they might not have, and I don't know this for sure, they might not have an office in San Antonio. Okay. You know, so they just they're calling them co-location office. They're opening up a small office, you know, like you know, where people can rotate in and out
type
of thing.
Okay, so you don't have like a designated cube.
Correct. That's exactly right. It's a co-location kind of thing. So you're expected to be in a certain amount of time. You can work from home a little bit, but it's mostly you're in the office.
I have a friend whose company just did this.
Right.
And she was full-time work from home, and they said, you need to start coming into the office 4 days a week.
Yeah. Right.
And she has said after, so it's been going on since for about 3 months now, she said she got so much more work done at home. She said the people in the office waste so much time gossiping and eating.
Yeah, well, listen, I've walked around your area where you work with your coworkers. I can understand where she's coming from. You guys are getting nothing done over there. It's all just a bunch of yakking away.
Yep. Listen, because you're there, though.
Right, that's the reason. The thing is, companies like IBM, Facebook has been doing the same thing. Yahoo did the same thing. There are a few other larger companies starting to bring their employees in because they say that they're losing creativity, they're losing innovation, they're using collaboration when employees are all separate from each other. Yeah. And what makes it a fascinating issue is that in survey after survey, the millennial generation, the 18 to 34 year olds who make up half of the workforce, they all say the opposite. They want to work more mobile, more independent, more out of the office. They want to have a lifestyle work, you know, balance, that kind of thing. And yet here employers now who have tried this are now coming back and saying, not so fast. You know,
what's going to happen? Are the millennials just going to opt out and be like, I'm just not going to work?
I don't know. I mean, it really depends on the kind of culture that you build in your company. And I think a decision has to be made by both the employer and my company. We don't have an office. We're virtual. Yeah. So everybody works from home. And like I've told you a thousand times before, we're incredibly dysfunctional. You know, I think that if we did have an office, well, we had an office and nobody came to it because everybody's working out at their clients. It depends on your company.
Yeah. I mean, your employees are not sitting at home.
No, they're at clients all the time. And I used to sit in the office by myself with like the coffee pot and, you know what I mean? And a cat. It was very lonely. So that's why, you know, and a rent check that had to be paid. So, you know, but in IBM's case, they took a look at it and they said, for example, the example I worked about, the most recent department is their marketing department. So, you know, rather than having all their marketing people spread all out and working from their homes, they want them in groups of them together so that they can talk and create.
I feel like we're going to be talking about this for so long.
I don't think anybody's going to figure it out.
Because, so we're on episode 46 of this podcast right now. I feel like in the first, like...
I know. We talked about it early on.
Yeah, we talked about how at Harvard, there's a group that they just said to their employees, you can work from home or wherever, any hours you want, as long as you're in the office between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. on Wednesday so we can have meetings. And they found that it worked great for them.
Depends on the culture. It depends on the company. I think it's interesting, particularly if you're running a business, you look at what some of the large companies are doing and the pendulum is swinging back.
Well, I wonder with the whole millennial thing, I mean, obviously, it's just so strange to me because there are so many college graduates now. I mean, there just were not that many college graduates like back in the 60s. So if you had a college degree, you got a great job. Now, I feel like there's so many college graduates.
Right.
There's so few good jobs. So the millennials are really going to say, like, well, I'm just not going to work then because I want to be able to. I mean, they're going to be forced to go along with this.
Yeah. I mean, I think the other thing is IBM is a great company. And if you graduate college and you want to work for IBM because you like the company, you like what they're doing, you like the compensation. And they're like, well, to work for us, you're going to have to work in the office. That's just a judgment that some employees are going to make, and some employers are going to have to make that same judgment too when they're recruiting.
So some companies are going to get all of the really good millennials because they allow them to work from home.
No.
And some companies are going to get the millennials.
I disagree with that because I think that, you know, I can see all the good millennials. There are plenty of good millennials that want to come into the office and work. So, and I go to a lot of companies with offices that are these open space. So that's a whole other issue about open space, how horrible it is. But it brings, brings people. People in and they're working there and they're not working from home. And this is people in the millennial generation. Yeah. So it's just, you said it earlier and you're absolutely right. We're never going to, this is always going to be a constant issue. My advice is if you're running a business, what's the culture of your company? That's what you have to figure out. Okay.
Well, you have said in your company, there is no team building.
No, we have no culture whatsoever, but he's just independently working on projects.
Yeah.
And I do think that we suffer because of it. And I'm absorbing those costs of suffering.
You have such a low turnover rate, though.
We do.
People love to work
for
you.
They do. Yeah, I've had the same people working for me for years because it's they like that independence.
Yeah.
But honestly, I meet plenty of other people that could never work for me because they like to go into an office. They would think it's weird that they're working from home or running out to clients and not, you know. So, again, it's the culture.
They want a pat on the back from the boss once in a while.
They do.
And you're just like,
and I'm not.
Go away.
Yeah, like an email. Good job. Get back to work.
Okay, we'll talk to you in the next episode of the Small Biz Ahead podcast later this week.
Thanks for joining Elizabeth and Jean for another edition of the Small Biz Ahead podcast. For the latest on small business trends straight from the small business experts, visit the Hartford Small Biz Ahead. We've got articles, how-tos, and videos to help you run your business more efficiently. Check us out at smallbizahead.com.